Adam Trombley's testimony was at odds with almost everyone else during the public hearing portion of last night's bond considerations, but it did provide the backdrop for much of the assembly's discussion.
Common sense would dictate in an economy where people's jobs are uncertain, the money that they do have needs to be saved, their expenses need to be set. I think it's highly irresponsible of the body to allow so many bond issues to go on this April ballot.
All the proposed bond packages received assembly backing to go before municipal voters this spring. But mindful of a shaky economy, a city and state budget shortfall, and the apparent eager reception of a circulating initiative curbing future city tax levies, assembly members pared away at specific items in the various proposals. Some of that cost slicing followed citizen suggestions, such as from Bonnie Godfrey, who targeted one project contained within the nearly $44 million road and drainage proposition.
Everybody wants you to spend money. I would like to speak against the redesign of Spinard Road as it is presently contemplated.
Godfrey argued that a portion of the proposed Spinard Road reconstruction could result in an unsafe situation. Others in favor of the work said it made the road safer. Larry Brandt, manager of Sunrise Bakery, argued economics from a different angle.
But I do ask for your help right now with this bond proposal that's up, because the way it is wrote, it'll have a devastating effect on Sunrise Bakery. It'll have a devastating effect on those 100-plus employees.
The assembly voted to cut the Spinard project by $3 million, leaving only the portion from Hillcrest down the hill to Chester Creek. When they finished with other cuts, the road bond proposition dropped approximately $10 million. They also cut $3 million from the facilities improvement package, the amount designated for replacement and remodeling of the current public health facility, $1 million for Lusac Library, and $500,000 toward a downtown library branch remained. An ambulance for the Sand Lake Fire Station was cut from a $1.5 million area-wide public safety and transportation proposition. The assembly didn't balk at the $250,000 vehicle cost, but at the annual more than $700,000 crew cost. The Anchorage Metropolitan Police bond proposal for $4 million retained $2 million for headquarters expansion, but half of the proposed $2 million for the tactical shooting range was cut. A $1,800,000 bond proposition for fire department purchases emerged unscathed. The various municipal bond packages appearing in the April election still total around $50 million. The assembly also approved two Anchorage school district packages, one for just under $70 million and the second for more than $27 million. The larger is for school addition renewal design projects. The bulk, over $66 million, goes towards Service High School, about $700,000 for Girdwood School Design, and $2.5 million for an Eagle River High School water and sewer line extension. The second contains district-wide renovation projects considered too expensive for the maintenance program of the general operating budget, as well as site purchases. According to district officials, projects in both propositions will likely receive state reimbursement ranging from 60 to 70% of the cost, with the exception of the site acquisitions. Some assembly members, like Patrick Flynn, questioned the wisdom of putting two sizable district bonds before voters worried about the economy.
There are real needs in our community, and this is one of them. Now, I think I share some of the pessimism of my colleagues as to the likelihood of this passing once it gets to the ballot. With all due respect to my colleagues on the school board, I think we're taking a big chance here.
Concern over voter reaction produced a 5-5 failing split on the second $27 million capital maintenance proposition. But in a reconsideration vote, it passed 6-4 and will appear on the April ballot. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.